some of the major themes and some of the major topics and what's discussed, and so that you have a little bit of a familiarity with some of the important shittas. But we can't exhaust every single discussion. I encourage you, that's sort of the purpose. If your appetite was aroused for the topic of bitachon, so you now know where to start. Chovos Levavos. So there's a nice amount of pages of the Chovos Levavos to read about bitachon and Shaar Bitachon. And then from there, I'd be very happy to be in touch. We can go from there. There's a lot of mekoros we're going to visit today. There are mekoros in Michtam Elio. There are many, many svarim that discuss bitachon. And there are many full svarim in the Otzer. We have a great Otzer svarim here in the yeshiva. There's a whole shelf full of svarim on bitachon. So if you get excited about the topic, so that's great. And you should start writing notes to yourself. When you see a makor about bitachon, write it down. Keep a file. Look up, read svarim about it. And this is only supposed to be the haschala. Throughout your life, you should work on the topic of bitachon and also being mechazik your bitachon. So let's continue with our discussion just for today, because as I said, we're going to usually introduce a topic through a specific thinker. And then from there, we're going to try to expand a little bit. That's what we're going to try to do today. And we began this discussion a little bit last week when we quoted from the Sefer Eben Yisrael, Yisrael Salanter, the father of the modern Muslim movement. Hine yesh shnei mini bitachon. There are two types of bitachon. It's the first source on the sheet. Bitachon shalchovos levavos. That's the bitachon that we spoke about last week. The bitachon that requires hishtadlus. Not hishtadlus in the regular secular sense of the word cause and effect. We are mishtadel in order to be zocha to the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, Hashem gives it to us as a nes, as a bracha. But we can't just sit back and wait for the nes. We are required to do something. But the result of our doing is not a direct correlation. Because we did, we don't get in direct relation to what we did. Because we did, we're zocha to get from Hashem. So this is the shita of the Chovos Levavos. But Rav Yisrael Salanter tells us there's another type of bitachon. Bitachon shel HaRamban. According to the Chovos Levavos, you need to do a shtadlus. Dafka. Ki asr l'smoch al hanes. The av she'in matzor l'kadosh baruch hu she af below a shtadlus. Even though obviously Hashem can provide for you without his shtadlus. Afal pichein, mashe b'kocho lasos, mechuyofu lasos. Whatever you can do, you should do, and you're required to do. Ayin sham shar bitachon. Next line. Ula haramban. But what does the Ramban hold? Habitachon hu lahashlich al Hashem levad. Just throw your faith completely on Hashem. Uli shum siba. Remember, what does it mean in medieval writing? Siba is ishtadlus. Without any ishtadlus. Umash amru chazal v'rapo yirapeh. Oh, but it says that the doctor is going to come and heal. That's only that there's a reshus for the doctor to do it. Aval ha'oved ha'shalem, the real oved Hashem, ein rotzoi lidrosh klal b'refuah tvius. He shouldn't really try to do any refuah. V'ludidei gam b'parnasa, ein tzarech shum ishtadlus. And according to the Ramban, you also don't need any ishtadlus for parnasa. Rach bitachon b'Hashem. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, we have two forms of bitachon. Complete bitachon without any ishtadlus. That's the Ramban. And the Chovos Levavos, that hishtadlus, human initiative, is required. What is this Ramban that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is referring to? So it's a very famous Ramban. It's a little bit of a long source. So we're going to try to read through it quickly, because it's a world-famous Ramban. Ramban Vayikra, Chavav, Parshas Bechukosa. It's a very long piece. We're going to pick up in the middle of it. And the topic is going to a doctor. The haklal ki bihiyos Yisrael shleimim v'rabim lo yisnai ginyanim b'teva klal. When klal Yisrael are shalem, they have no interaction with teva, with nature. Lo begufam, lo ba'artzam, lo bichlalam, v'lo biyachid. Nobody. Because the pasuk says, Yivarech Hashem lachmam u'meimam, v'yastir machal amikirbam. Hashem will remove sickness from our midst. Ad shelo yitztarchu l'rofe. You're not going to need a doctor. You're not going to have to do anything on a teva level. Because I am your doctor. And this is what the tzaddikim do or did at the time of Nevuah. Gam ki yikrum avo, when they were sin, when something happened, what did they do? They didn't go to the, when something happened to them, excuse me, they didn't go to the doctor. Where did they go? They went to the Navi to find out what they needed to fix about themselves, and that's how they received their healing. Aval, hadoresh Hashem bin Navi, lo yidrosh barofim. But you got to choose, which team are you on? Are you choosing to go to the Navi, or are you choosing to go to the doctor? Uma chelek lerofim bebeis osei ratzon Hashem. Listen to this line. What place is there for a doctor in the house of an Oved Hashem? Acha shiftiach, Hashem already promised He's going to bless us. V'chein amru, it also says in the Gemara in Brachos, that kol esrin v'tartin shnim de malach rabba, afilu umna lebeisei lo kara, for the years that Rabbi, Rav Yosef, all the years that they were the gedolei ador, never once did they have a doctor come to their house. And this, he says, is what it says, though, that it says in the Gemara, however, v'rapo yirapei, mikancha nisna rishus l'rofe l'rapos. It says in the pasuk, you're going to go to the doctor, two people are going to fight, someone's going to get hurt, he's going to have to pay for the other guy to go to the doctor. What do you mean? The Torah itself says go to the doctor. No, that just means that if someone is not a doesn't have bitachon, and he goes to the doctor, so the doctor's allowed to heal him. Doesn't mean you have to go to the doctor. It means if you don't have bitachon and you go to the doctor's allowed to heal you. And he says, v'alkein, very end of the passage here, three lines from the end, v'alkein, ha'anoshim, ha'nitzim, she'iku zed zed, they've got in a fight. Yesh al hamaka tashlume arufua. The hitter, the one who hurt the other person, is required to pay for doctor's bills, because the Torah isn't somech anisim, that the second guy is going to be one of these guys on the mila that he's going to not go to doctors. So therefore, the Torah is mechayev you. Listen to the last line, a famous line. Aval, yirtzos Hashem darkei ish, ein lo esek berofen. If a person's really acting properly, he won't go to a doctor. This is the end of a very famous Ramban. A very troubling Ramban for many of us. What does the Ramban mean that a real Oved Hashem isn't going to go to a doctor? This is clearly the Ramban that was being referred to by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter when he says that the Ramban has an approach to bitachon where you don't do any ishtadlus. You just have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what the Ramban's pshat is, what pshat in the Ramban is really, is very hard to assess 100%. Certainly, it doesn't sound like the Ramban is necessarily prescribing for us how we should act. This is a piece in his Perish on Chumash. This is not in his halachic work, for instance, Torah Sa'adam, where there he writes, you can go to a doctor. This is in his Perish on Chumash. And if you even look in the beginning of it, B'hiyos Yisrael Shleimim Behem Rabim, when Klal Yisrael is perfect, there is no need to go to a doctor. He then says, this is how we acted Bizman HaNevuah. It sounds much more than the Ramban is advocating behavior. What's the Ramban doing? He's describing a reality. He's telling us that there is a mitzius, there is a reality, that when Klal Yisrael is on a certain perfected level, then they have no interaction with Teva. Perhaps Bizman Nevuah. In fact, if you look at the Ramban in the next pasuk, he clearly has a very eschatological tone to what he writes. Meaning, Achris Hayamim, a messianic tone, end of days tone, that these psukim are referring to a perfected, utopian existence, where everything is perfect. That's what the Ramban's describing, that there could be a time when Klal Yisrael doesn't need doctors. Although, to argue the other way, he does bring a proof from a Gemara in Brachos, where Rabba and Rav Yosef never went to a doctor. And he says this is what they did Bizman HaNeviim, and they even were doing this in the times of the Amoroim. Rabba and Rav Yosef are Amoroim, the Rebbeim of Rav and Abaye, Amoroim. So even in their time, so it's unclear, especially that last line. Yirtzos Hashem darkei ish, ein lo esek berofim. So what the Ramban truly means here, is this just the description of some type of utopian reality? Is this an actual advocacy, to not go to doctors, to live your life in this way. I think in terms of the Ramban itself, pshat in the Ramban, it's hard to argue one way or another. Clearly though, and whenever we discuss this Ramban, someone always likes to point out that wasn't the Ramban a doctor? And we know that he was. In the Chuvos of the Rashba, he writes in a couple of places, he's discussing certain medical things, and he says, and I saw the Ramban do this procedure when he was being a doctor for someone, or I heard that the Ramban used to do this. We know from the Chuvos of the Rashba that the Ramban was certainly a doctor. The Ramban was also a famous doctor, but the Ramban himself, the one who wrote this, was a doctor. However, Rav Yisrael Salanter clearly seems to have understood the Ramban, that this is the bitachon of the Ramban. This is actually taken, you know, before we even say that, if you had to figure out what's going on, you would probably try to suggest that perhaps we're talking about different types of people. When the Chovos Levavos says you need to do hishtatus, it's very likely he's referring to Rov, average people, above average people, 99.999% of the population. Maybe nowadays 100% of the population. And when the Ramban speaks about not going to doctors, he's speaking about certain people on a very, very high level. And you could say that that's what Rav Yisrael Salanter means. Rav Yisrael Salanter says there are two types of bitachon. There's the bitachon of the Chovos Levavos, which we all do. And then there's the bitachon of the Ramban, which is a nice ideal, because there is some type of reality that Hashem perhaps will take care of a person without hishtadlus. But that's not really shaykh for us. However, throughout history, this shot of the Ramban has sometimes been considered not just a description for some utopian society or for some very, very elevated people, but it's actually even been suggested that it could be a way that a person lives his life. The Ramban. So certainly the opening sentence, and the next pasuk seems even more clearly. The next pasuk is talking clearly about Achris Hayamim. But there are lines here, like this last line, Avah Britzos Hashem Darkei Ish. Ein lo esek birofim. But I certainly agree with you. If I read this Ramban straight out, if you just gave me this Ramban, I would certainly think that he's describing some type of ideal, and it's not an actual prescription for a lifestyle. However, I just want just to give you the full gamut of the discussion here.
Didn't he himself last week say that if you're on a higher level, it takes away?
Okay, we're going to get there in a second. There's a sefer Madregas HaAdam. This is perhaps the most extreme formulation of this perspective. The Madregas HaAdam was the altar of Nevardik. I believe he was a Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, much, much younger than Yisrael Salanter, probably third generation or so of the Muslim movement, but I think he was a Talmud also of Yisrael Salanter. And he quotes here in Madregas HaAdam, Darkei Bitachon, take a look at the third source on the sheet. Matzinu b'sefer Eben Yisrael Adon.